When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the proposed new laws which have been called the biggest threat in recent history to civil liberties. You might have heard of the Police, Crime, Sentencing and Courts Bill. It's a big piece of legislation which is meant to make huge changes to policing and sentencing in England and Wales. And it's controversial. People who criticise it see it as oppressive and something that will only worsen the crisis in public confidence of the police following the kidnap and murder of Sarah Everard by a serving police officer.
We're facing a really vitriolic attack on our rights to protest and our freedoms to show our dissatisfaction.
Police would be able to put more conditions on protests, including setting noise and time limits. Failure to comply could result in a fine up to £2,500. Protesters who glue themselves to buildings or block roads could be put in prison for up to 51 weeks.
This week, the House of Lords voted against the legislation on 14 points, including a lot of the protest restrictions. For campaigners, it was a huge moment. But there's one really important part of the bill, buried on page 131, that's received a lot less attention. And it's something one peer, Lord Paddock, feels particularly strongly about. Serious Violence Reduction Orders, or SVROs. Lord Paddock was a police officer for 30 years, rising to the most senior levels in London's Metropolitan Police Service. So if anyone's going to understand just how concerning these proposals might be, it's him. So what are they, and why are they causing so much controversy?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
In their 2019 manifesto, the Conservative Party pledged to give police more power to stop and search people with a history of carrying a knife.
We can support our police, putting more of them on the street, support them in fighting knife crime.
SVROs were proposed by the government as a way of expanding stop and search powers. Under existing rules, police have to have genuine suspicion that they might find a weapon when they search someone and reasonable grounds to conduct the search. A history of previous offences doesn't count as reasonable grounds. SVRO orders would change those rules. Under the new proposals, the courts could impose an SVRO on someone even if they have never carried a knife. And from then on, police would have the power to stop and search that person whenever they were in a public place. And this is really worrying campaigners. In 2019, government statistics showed that black people are 9 times more likely to be stopped and searched than white people.
Historically, stop and search powers were seen as a way of harassing black people, minority communities, a disproportionately white police force didn't like the look of. The vast majority of people who are stopped turn out to be innocent.
And there's a concern that SVROs would be disproportionately applied to black people too. The Home Office's own consultation on SVROs actually said that could be the case. They wrote in 2020, quote, "It may be that a disproportionate number of black people are impacted, black males in particular." Here's Lord Paddock speaking in the House of Lords.
My Lords, this is yet another form of stop and search without suspicion, something that is notorious for 3 things. First, understandably, it is notoriously ineffective, even compared with stop and search based on suspicion. Second, it is notoriously disproportionately focused on black people, even compared with stop and search based on suspicion. And as a consequence, it is notorious for the damage it causes to the relationship between the police and the communities it is supposed to help.
Campaigners say that SVROs not only risk expanding surveillance of already over-policed communities, but dragging people who haven't committed any crimes into the criminal justice system. If the Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Bill passes, then an SVRO could be applied to someone who has never actually used a knife or a weapon. If you are at the scene of a crime and someone who is also there uses a knife or a weapon, or even has a knife or a weapon in their possession, and you knew or ought to have known that they had one, then you could get an SVRO. Justice groups say that the SVRO rules sound a lot like an expansion of joint enterprise. That's a part of the law that says that people can be prosecuted for violent crimes even if they didn't commit any violent acts themselves. For years, prosecutors successfully used joint enterprise to argue that a person should have been able to foresee that someone else might commit violence. Sometimes people were convicted even if they weren't at the scene of the crime. It's another part of the law that Liberty, the human rights organisation, says is used overwhelmingly against black people. The joint enterprise doctrine was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2016, but hundreds of convictions have still not been overturned. This new bill could bring a similar doctrine into play. Here's Lord Moylan, a Conservative peer, speaking in the House of Lords last week.
In the case of ought to know, it's extremely difficult to think that the burden placed by these orders on the people who received them is merited on the basis of not their carrying a knife, not even that they know a knife is being carried, but that they ought to have known a knife is carried.
There is some hope for campaigners. As well as voting against the legislation on 14 points this week, the Lords also passed an amendment on the SVRO proposals that forces the government to trial the scheme first in four police forces across England. Still, it means the expansion of stop and search powers will go ahead in some capacity in those areas. The results of the trial will determine whether SVROs are introduced nationwide. Monday's Lords vote might have seen some victories for our right to protest. But there is still a lot in the Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Bill that is giving campaigners pause. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love for you to leave us a rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps us here at Tortoise to get the word out. Today's episode was written and produced by Ella Hill.
The Sensemaker.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.